clock is ticking for wolves on Isle Royal. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. Wolves are doing fine in many parts of the Upper Midwest, so much so that people are hunting them now. But a protected population of wolves on Isle Royal National Park in Lake Superior has plummeted. There are just 8 adults on the island. The island is home to the longest predator-prey study in the world. The superintendent of Isle Royal National Park will decide what to do next. Phyllis Green could decide to let nature take its course and do nothing. She could decide to bring new wolves onto the island before the current population is gone. Or she could decide to let the current wolves die out and then bring new wolves in. Green is traveling around the region gathering input from people. She says she's heard a full range of opinions so far.
I am hearing from the wilderness people that, you know, you can't take back tinkering. It's unfortunate what's going on, but you leave it alone. I am also hearing those who say it is the longest predator-prey study in the world. Why would you do anything that would alter it?
Green hasn't set a deadline for her decision yet, but she says she'll make it before the current population dies out. This is the Environment Report. Kids love to play outside, and the playground is where a lot of kids learn how to make friends. But some kids are excluded from all the fun. Sarah Kirsten visited one playground in Ann Arbor that was designed to include kids with disabilities.
Haseley Elementary in Ann Arbor is home to kids with a variety of disabilities. Most of these kids can't talk. Many have a hard time sitting upright. Some are in wheelchairs. Some have autism. Erica Check is a special education teacher. She says until this fall, going outside for these kids meant playing in a small courtyard without a play structure.
And we just looked for a way that they could do something that's a little bit more fun than wheel themselves around the blacktop.
At first glance, Haseley's playground looks like any other. It's blue and silver, with a wide platform shaped like a pirate ship. But there aren't any stairs. There's a long ramp for kids in wheelchairs that leads up to the pirate ship. That's Jabba, a first grader with autism. Jabba wears bright red headphones to help her feel safe in noisy areas. She's one of the few kids in her class who can talk, though sometimes she has trouble articulating her words. But Jabba doesn't need many words to let her imagination run wild. She loves the pirate ship, and she loves going on treasure hunts.
We get to the treasure!
The playground has a teeter-totter with back support for kids who have trouble sitting up. Instead of pushing off from the ground, you lie down and use your body weight to make it move. There's a red tire swing with a flat surface so students in wheelchairs can roll up to it. Kids literally line up to use this swing.
Not too high, guys. Not too high.
There you go.
Isaiah is another one of Chuck's students. He's a little shy. He swings by himself for a while before making his way to the tire swing with the other kids.
What do you like to do out here?
Have some fun.
Before the playground was renovated, Chuck says her students didn't have many opportunities to interact with other kids at Haseley.
I also see our kids on wheelchair or in wheelchairs up there with the general education kids, so it's a great way that they've had more opportunities to engage with their general education peers.
Chuck says this can also help her students learn social skills that are hard for them to develop, like sharing and taking turns. And she says this kind of interaction can teach kids without disabilities to be empathetic to people who are different from them. When another class comes out, they squeeze onto the swing with Chuck's kids. They spin together until it's time to go back to class. For Michigan Radio News, I'm Sarah Kirsten.
Sarah has posted some pictures of what this playground looks like on her website, michiganradio.org. You can also find a link to a map of accessible playgrounds around the country. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.